Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of the next steps, I presume they'll be needing something like a terms of reference or something like this to be developed for that next meeting. If so, I mean, Euromot, for one, is certainly happy to collaborate to support that activity to lead to whatever document might come next to flesh this out within GRPE. So we're happy to work on that with US or others. And I'd just like to make that that recommendation to all the contracting parties here to really consider this this well. We think it's a really good opportunity in terms of the common themes that are emerging around the world on the non-road topic to try and push this forward globally rather than have multiple different solutions in different parts of the world. So we really endorse that. If I may, just coming back on the comment made about locomotives, it is unusual in Europe that we have locomotives within NRMM. It is not followed in that way in other regions, including the US, which, as Mike said, has separate legislation for locomotives. And they are subject to different limit values. Currently, they are subject to different test cycles. And the sort of work that has been identified here, let's just say it would be different if you included locomotives as well. You'd have another additional work stream. So I'm not sure that is effective at this point, because my guess is it would delay the work of the group.